numerous indeed are the hearts to which Christmas brings a brief season of happiness and enjoyment. How many families whose members have been dispersed and scattered far and wide are then reunited and meet once again in that happy state of companionship and mutual goodwill, which is a source of such pure and unalloyed delight. How many old recollections and how many dormant sympathies does Christmas time awaken? Mr. Pickwick and his friends waiting in the cold on the outside of the Muggleton coach, well wrapped up in greatcoats, shawls, and comforters. The portmanteaus and carpet bags have been stowed away. The coachman shouts out a cheery, "All right!" and away they go. They have rumbled through the streets and jolted over the stones, and at length reached the wide and open country. The wheels skim over the hard and frosty ground. The horses, bursting into a canter at a smart crack of the whip, step along the road as if the load behind them were but a feather at their heels. Another crack of the whip, and on they speed at a smart gallop, the horses tossing their heads and rattling the harness as if in exhilaration at the rapidity of the motion.